Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Everybody, I'm Madeline.
And I'm Ellen.
And we're here from the Madeline and Mommy Show. We would like to invite you all to be part of our team. You can find us on YouTube, IMDb, Blog Talk Radio, and all social media platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show, Mad Fashion Shows, and USA Lifetime Star Reporters. Send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com to find out how to get involved or how to get your discounted radio ad here on TAN Talk Radio and five other stations.
Thank you all so much
for your continued support.
God bless.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo! Hi guys! Here we are. Happy holidays. It is the weekend, almost the weekend before Christmas, and Madeline is here. She's got her friend Avery here with her tonight. Hi, Avery. How are you?
I'm great.
Is your first time on the air?
Yeah.
Very exciting. What grade are you in?
10th.
Yeah, and you guys have been friends for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
3 years. 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, and we're super excited. We've got a show lined up for you guys tonight here. Pretty soon we're going to have Santa Claus calling in to talk about what it is that they've been doing up there at the North Pole all year and what's going to happen here on December the 24th. Also, we have Carrie and Angela Kinsey calling in from the Carrie Kinsey Show. So, we're excited to have them calling in as well. We'd like to let you know that we did change the date of our Mads Virtual Fashion Show, which was scheduled to air on the 23rd. We've moved it to the 25th of December. That's right. This Monday night at 7 p.m., it will air live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all of those social media platforms. But YouTube, you can catch it after 7 p.m. YouTube Live. We have amazing designers, Lisa Paragotti. We have Sassy Classy Blings. We have, who else do we have? Oh, we are all walking for Different is the New Cool. What else is going on? Oh, we have a couple girls singing for us, the Twin Clark sisters, actually, they're going to be singing. And who else did you walk for? Anybody else?
That's it. Remember.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Christmas, Avery?
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Mommy?
I am, honestly. Well, we're heading up to Disney this weekend, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
What did you guys ask for Christmas?
Food.
I think the best Christmas present is money.
Okay.
Honestly, the best gift of all is spending time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't just rifle through the card and look for the money and throw the card off to the side.
Yeah, but with money you can buy whatever you want.
Exactly, and then you can be disappointed.
But at the same time, it's not what's under the tree that's important. It's more important who's around it.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Which I wish more people would realize. Look, don't get me wrong, getting presents and stuff on Christmas is cool, but I'd rather spend more time with everybody that's around the tree than what's underneath it.
Yeah.
Exactly,
I want your time,
Matt.
Not your gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. Not about the gifts. It's about spending time with loved ones and family and, you know, doing some really cool stuff together, whether it's playing a game or going for a walk or watching a movie. I know Madeline and I, we went up to the Shops of Wiregrass last night, and tell them what we did.
They have a really cool carriage pulled by horses over there right now, so we got to ride that, and they're doing it for free.
It's free. Carriage drawn
a
by
free
horses.
Free horse and buggy ride?
Yep.
Sign me up.
Yeah. And we did that, and then they have the Symphony of Lights. That happens every hour on the hour after dark. So we enjoyed the Symphony of Lights. We walked around. We did a little bit of Christmas shopping. And we had a great time, didn't we, Madeline?
Yep.
Got something to drink and and just had an amazing time. So I'm wondering if our first caller is on the line here.
I think he is.
I think he is, yeah.
Well, if you're looking for Kerry, wait no more. He's on right now.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Kerry.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you tonight?
Yeah, doing really well. Are we on?
We are live on the air. Hello, happy holidays.
Wow, Merry Christmas. What great timing. I just pulled into church where my wife is singing on the praise team, and I was thinking about what am I going to talk about. Hey, I've got a lot to talk about the Kerry Kinsey Show.
I know you always have something to talk about. So tell us, tell the listeners who you are. And
what you do.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my name is Kerry Kinsey. It's K-E-R-R-Y-K-I-N-S-E-Y. And our show is thekerrykinseyshow.com. We're on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram, X, all the platforms. You know, I was in TV news for 35 years. I was a sports anchor reporter all over the country. Las Vegas, Houston, Philly, Salt Lake, Louisville, Carolinas, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, Florida. Is that enough?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. And what got you started in all of this?
Well, you know, I was probably my last two markets, especially in Las Vegas. I just got tired of pitching stories that were Christian and fair, and they wanted me to cover secular, non-Christian stories. For instance, Nevada went gay before the nation did, and they told me to go out and do the story. Well, I did it, and they liked that side of the story. And I said, well, wait a minute, there's another side here that, you know, doesn't agree with what's going on here. And they basically told me, you know what, we don't really care about that side. So I said to myself, you know what, I've been doing this 30 years. That's not why I got into the business, to tell both sides. So my wife and I just started out on our own and decided to do our own show. She's been a Christian for all of her life. I come from a very broken home with a father who was a veteran of two wars, shot and wounded and tortured in Korea, and obviously had PTSD and took it out on my brother, who is a retired colonel and a West Pointer, and me and my mother. And she took her life in 1981. Yeah, thank you. But we do have a mission for people who are considering taking their life. My wife and I have saved three people, two on another platform and one that went to our old church, by really, you know, getting to them and bringing them to Christ, which was exciting. And so that is really important to us, as well as just really talking about miracles in the next year. You know, we have so many miracles that my wife and I have experienced over the years. You know, for instance, we were in Franklin, Tennessee, and I need cataract surgery and refused to get it, and all of a sudden this 8x10 flyer showed up about 35 miles of south of Nashville in Franklin, Tennessee, and it was the foremost cataract surgeon in the nation. His name is Dr. Ming Wang, and he does the eyes for Dolly and Charlie Daniels and about 50,000 other people. But anyway, he was in the movie God's Not Dead. His character was in that movie, and my wife has had a medical mission to China. He's from China. So what a small world, where an 8x10 flyer from a cataract surgeon shows up 35 miles away in our yard. And
yeah, right.
You're like, wow, how did this happen? Yeah, and it's all God, you know. That's how I met my wife at our church in Atlanta, Church of the Apostles. You know, I went in there looking for two pilots that I had befriended, and they didn't show up. And all of a sudden, I saw this beautiful woman, and I said to myself, that's my wife, you know. And then we exchanged cards, and about 10 minutes later, our cars on a 5-story garage were on the same level, third level, and our cars were about 3 spots from each other. So, you know, when you talk about miracles and when you talk about God's hand in everything you see, it's just amazing. A lot of things happen to us where, you know, we blow it off or might think that it's a coincidence, but we don't believe in coincidences or happenstance. We believe there's a reason for everything that the Lord does.
I agree. And, well, I mean, all this stuff, and we met you at the ICFF, everything that you guys always say, so inspirational. And so what are your plans this year for the new year?
Well, we're excited about our show. We've been doing this show for about 2 years. The last, I guess, 15 weeks or so, we've been doing college football. We're big Georgia fans, so on the end of that show, we always did something to advance the kingdom, you know, maybe a Ray Comfort video or a video of Charles Stanley or Michael Youssef, David Jeremiah. We always do something to give people hope in the midst of really this world just unraveling. But I do know that next year we're going to show you several things. We're going to show how AI is actually in the Bible. And how it is bad. What the future of AI is not what we would want, and that's in the Bible. And also, you know, about 28% of the Bible is prophecy, and we're going to show you how that we are in prophecy right now. We're in the last days, and the Lord is really pushing believers like us, demanding that, you know, we go out and reach people who are lost, because they're all around us. They're at work. They're you know,
it's
at
so
our gas
sad.
Station. Yeah, they're everywhere, mm-hmm. aren't they?
It's gotten increasingly worse, I believe, since the pandemic. It's just so sad.
Yeah, I mean, we can't ignore what's going on, but I believe more people are without hope than I've ever seen in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's our opportunity to reach the lost, and they're just all around us. So we are bold in our show. That's why the name of our show, the motto is Stay Calm, Be Bold, Speak Truth. And mm-hmm. that is how we believe that we reach people, you know, not hit them over the head with a Bible, but, you know, invite them to a Bible study. Or, you know, I'm talking to guys right now that are very isolated, who are truckers, and they, for instance, you know, don't really mingle with other people, and the devil wants us isolated. And so mm-hmm. in 2024, we're going to start doing that. We also want to reach out to people who might be sponsors, who might be like-minded like us. You know, mm-hmm. we are pro-life, we are pro-2A, we are pro-biblical marriage. You know, basically everything the news likes, we don't like.
Yeah.
So if you sponsor, you know, if you're a business person and you know, are like-minded and you have the same values that we have as Christians, and you see this world and this country unraveling, then please get in touch with us on the CarrieKinseyShow.com.
Yeah, so tell us, like, what, where can we find your show, and when is it on? And
well, we do a weekly show, but we've taken a break, you know, to kind of readjust and look at 2024, you know, really, what do we want to, you know, what is our message in these, you know, with the year coming up?
Mm-hmm.
But we're on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram, X, and you can go to, you can type in the Carrie Kinsey Show, KerryKinsey, or you can go to CarrieKinseyShow.com. And that's when you'll find us, you know, most, I'd say we put out a show about once a week, you know, but I have to say, it's just my wife and me, and, you know, she works full time, and I, you know, try to stay at home and knock out these shows. But, you know, when you're in a newsroom, there's, you know, 50 to 75 people in the building, and there's people helping you put together a newscast. Mm-hmm. It's kind of different when it's just you and another person, you know. I had mm-hmm. a guy that I interviewed the other day in Spain, and I stepped out of the shot for a while to adjust the camera. He said, "Hey, Carrie, who is your engineer there?"
It's all you.
Yeah, buddy.
Man.
I said, "Yeah, you're looking at the engineer, the trash man, the oil changer. You know, I do it all." And so, you know, after 35 years, Ellen, of being in television news and having a little bit of help, a good bit of help, doing stories and, you know, covering a lot of great stories, Daytona 500, Final Four, Heisman Trophy, you know, Final Four, I mentioned Final Four, PGA, just a lot of big events where you get some help. It's kind of different when it's just you and your wife and you're trying to make a difference.
Yeah, and it is. It's a whole different ball of wax because you're doing everything, and it's a lot of work. But good for you, and you guys stay blessed. So, what are you doing for Christmas? I know you have a family, and what are your plans?
Yeah, we might go down to the Orange Bowl. We're big Georgia fans, and you know it's kind of a consolation. We're usually used to them being in the Final Four, and they're not this year, but. We are thinking about going down there and pulling for our dogs, and then when we get back, we're going to readjust and just kind of figure out what we're doing in 2024 to, you know, put this show out and get more donations. You know, we need some camera gear and, you know, some audio gear. Just, you know, as you know, to try to put a show together, it requires money. So
it does.
That's why we're asking for, you know, donations.
You got to have the right equipment and, yeah.
Well, yeah, so help us out.
All right, so the best way to find you is to go to your website or just on social media?
Either one, the KerryKinseyShow.com, KerryKinsey, or we're on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram,
yep.
Probably more platforms in 2024. We're really excited about the year coming up. I know that a lot of people might be dreading it and things might get worse, as we see in prophecy, but you know what, for Christians, we should, you know, behold that the Lord is watching over us and you know, commanding us to spread the word, spread the gospel.
Exactly.
In Jesus' name.
In however way you wish to do that. Madeline was singing to everyone. That was how she was spreading the gospel. And I know your wife is over there singing right now. She does a lot of singing. And there's different ways that you can do that, you know. And however you choose to do that, you know, it's as long as you're doing it, that's the best thing. So.
Yeah, we think that the Lord uses your talents, you know, whatever you were good at. He lets you use those talents to expand the kingdom, you know, to lift him up.
Exactly.
And that's really what we're commanded to do.
Exactly. We were just talking right before you called in about, oh, yeah, what's the best part of Christmas? Oh, getting presents, giving presents. What do you want for Christmas? And, yeah, then we did discuss how the best gift of all is spending time with each other, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it really is. So we're getting ready to go to Disney this weekend and just spend some time with each other and have a lot of fun. Yeah, and definitely we're going to reflect and go to church always on Christmas Eve. I love the bell choir, and I was always in the choir. Madeline's in choir in school. And we definitely love the music aspect of the holiday for sure, and celebrating Jesus.
That's it. The reason for the season, you know.
Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Yes, it's his birthday. So.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
No, not really. We're just, you know, asking to, you know, help us out in 2024 to try to spread the gospel. You know, we have some good viewers out there that watch us religiously, if you will, but... We, you know, that's the purpose of our show, is to get more people to watch, to give us a better opportunity to spread the gospel and to tell about Jesus Christ. You know, so many people need to know him who don't know him. We do, and I must say, once you're a Christian, as Dr. Michael Youssef says, that's our home church in Atlanta, Georgia, once you're a Christian, you know what? You can't shut up about Jesus. You know, you want to tell everybody about our Lord and Savior.
Of course, you get very excited about it. It is very exciting. So, I'm glad to see that you guys are keeping up with everything and keeping the spirit and you know, we can't wait to see. Are you coming back down for ICFF this year?
Yeah, we can't wait. We had a blast last year, and you know, that's the place to be. You know, really a chance to mingle with other believers and just talk about, you know, what's your plans to, you know, reach more people and just taking notes and comparing strategies. You know, that's really fun, you know, when you're among your colleagues like that.
Exactly. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your hectic schedule to call in tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, Miss Madeline.
You.
Yeah, Miss Madeline's here.
Yeah, Madeline.
And she's got
her. Yeah, we love. Huh? We love y'all's videos. We watch them all the time.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Our interviews, and she's got her friend here with her tonight, too, so.
All right.
Yes,
bye.
It's officially Christmas or holiday break as of now. Poor all kid right. has had, they've had finals and exams and a lot of stuff going on all week, so she's ready to celebrate and relax. So am I.
There you go. Yeah, we all are. We need a break, you know.
It is. It's time to take a break, reflect, and then start anew. So I guess we'll be talking to you next year. It sounds funny, right?
Yeah, we can't.
We'll see
we
you
can't
next
believe
year.
How fast it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Ellen. Take
yeah.
care.
Yeah, God bless.
Bless
you.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Well, I mean, I'm glad Carrie called in, and he's always very long-winded, and he has so much to say, which is very exciting, and this is the perfect time of the year to be talking about everything that he had to say, so I'm really thankful. It looks like Santa Claus may be tied up, getting ready up at the North Pole, and he wasn't able to call in, but we do miss you, and we look forward to seeing what you're going to leave in our stockings this year, Santa.
Yes, we do.
Did you ask Santa Claus for anything for particular, Madeline? I remember last year you asked him for a boyfriend for Avery. I have it on
Whoa.
Video. It's hilarious.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that.
Santa, yeah, I was at the mall, and he walked up. He said, hey, what would you like for Christmas? And she said, oh, I would like a laptop, I think. And then he said, oh, what else? And she said, oh, she would like a boyfriend.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Thanks, Santa.
Yeah. So what about this year?
I want a keyboard.
A keyboard?
Shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Adidas Sambas.
Adidas Sambas. Okay.
What about you, Avery? What'd you ask for?
What I asked for?
We have it. We're going to have it on audio file, so I'd be very, very selective with what I asked for.
What did you say?
I asked for money.
Oh, money.
And a lot of it.
Cash is king.
Yep.
Exactly.
There's an easy way to get it. Don't ask for Santa. Go get a job.
Yeah, I am doing that too.
Yeah, well, when you're 15, your job is getting good grades in school.
There is that. If you don't do that, you can't make money as an adult.
Exactly. So that is their jobs right now. So their parents' job is
to give you
a nice Christmas. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
Do you deserve it?
The money?
Good grades?
Good Christmas?
No, good grades?
The parents' job is to keep a roof over your head.
Yeah. Good grades?
They're all right.
Okay.
They could be better.
Oh.
At least she admits to it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I admitted it.
Yeah.
I lie about that.
Yeah, it gets harder as you go. You guys are sophomores now, right?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Oh, y'all got time before you gotta get in the working world. Don't rush it. Enjoy being kids.
Well, thank you, Matt, for all your help tonight.
You're welcome.
And we'd also like to extend a special thanks to Dawn Reese. This is a Hollywood Connection special. Thank you, Miss Dawn. Happy holidays to all of you.
And Merry Christmas.
We love you. Merry Christmas. And my birthday is 3 days after Christmas. So
oh, happy birthday.
Talking about a big score.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, happy
birthday.
Happy Kwanzaa Christmas. Yes, all of that. Goodbye.
Bye.
It's coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he